Plant Health Australia is ramping up its bee pest surveillance efforts to protect not only the bees themselves, but preserve their pollination service, which of course is vital to the onion industry, with onion seed 100% dependent on pollination by honeybees. While Australia is currently free from many of the exotic pests that affect honeybees, the detection of the exotic bee parasite varroa mite earlier this year at the Port of Townsville has highlighted the importance of a national surveillance system to detect key pest threats to honeybees. The National Bee Pest Surveillance Program includes surveillance for honeybee pests through a national program of sentinel hives, remote surveillance hives, catch boxes, sweep netting, and hobby beekeeper involvement at high-risk ports of entry throughout Australia. Plant Health Australia has continued to increase the number of samples processed, with 939 samples examined in 2015. In 2015-16, Plant Health Australia also implemented a more frequent testing regime of sentinel hives, with testing undertaken every 2 months. Increasing the number of sentinel hives to at least 6 hives within 3 kilometres at nominated high-risk ports was implemented from 2014 and has since been maintained as a minimum standard. As a result, sentinel hive numbers across Australia increased to over 160 in 2015. A recent review of the program has recommended that all high and medium-risk ports have at least 6 sentinel hives and at least 4 hives at low-risk ports. Further, it recommends those sentinel hives be placed at a 2 kilometre spacing and inspected every 6 weeks instead of 8 weeks. It also supports improvements to other surveillance, as well as the incorporation of Asian honeybee surveillance, bee virus diagnostic testing and Asian hornet surveillance. A further 20 remote catch boxes are also being deployed across Australia this year. The National Bee Pest Surveillance Program is recognised as a world-leading program, which significantly boosts the ability to detect exotic bee pests such as varroa mite as soon as they arrive in Australia. The program has been funded by Hort Innovation using multiple industry levies and funds from the Australian government.